The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. For my growing audience, and welcome everyone, because we have an important message here. I am a women's health educator, an author, publisher, and internationally recognized expert on the connection between our mind, moods, and hormone cycles, a condition called mood disorders that dates all the way back in time to Aristotle, but never understood until now. In fact, it all stems from a concept that femaleness is a mental illness that needs to be managed. Holly Griggs-Ball mentions this in her new bestseller, Sweetening the Pill, How We Got Hooked on Hormonal Birth Control, and which I also discuss in my book, Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle. Both books are now on Amazon. Today's episode is called, My Name is Lori Pernard, and I Live with Mental Illness. Please note that we have not titled this show by saying, I am mentally ill, I have a mental illness, or I am suffering from a mental illness. Lori is saying, I live with a mental illness. This is crucial because so many of us are suffering and unable to live at all because of their depression, anxiety, their mental illness. But is it possible to actually live with a mental illness, having a productive and happy life, even after being diagnosed with a mental illness? You will find out all of this and more on this episode of Holy Hormones, Honey. First, a correction to the dates for the Alliance for Addiction Solution training conference in Denver that I mentioned last week on my show with Dr. Hyla Kass. I mentioned that the date was this coming weekend. In actuality, the dates for the Transforming the Addictive Brain, Ending the Cycle of Chronic Relapse, Crime, and Addiction conference is next weekend, October 10th through 13th, and go to the AllianceForAddictionSolutions.org for more information. Now, time for hormone news. I just posted an article on my blog at holyhormones.com that every one of us needs to be aware of, especially women, and most especially women of childbearing years. This came out of the Sydney Morning Herald by Amy Corduroy on September 28th. More women prescribed psychiatric drugs and left at risk of birth defects. And the article says women of childbearing age are increasingly being prescribed psychiatric medications that can cause pregnancy complications and birth defects, doctors fear. A study of calls to the Royal Hospital for Women's Mother Safe Pregnancy and Breastfeeding Information Line has found inquiries about psychiatric medications have doubled over the past decade. And a rise in diagnosis of bipolar disorder is prompting many doctors to prescribe young women mood stabilizing medication that carries a high risk of birth defects and lowered IQ for their babies if they become pregnant while taking it. And this article is posted on my blog at holyhormones.com. And of course, the focus of the show is to share information with all of you that all drugs interfere with the brain's communication system, the neural pathways. This affects the neuroendocrine immune system. Every cell in your body is getting these chemicals, drugs, toxins through your hormones. And these drugs are found in the umbilical cords, affecting the health of your newborn child. And do not think you can go on synthetic hormones or back to your medications post-pregnancy, especially if you are breastfeeding. Those same toxins get right into your breast milk, affecting the health of your infant. Now to Holy Hormones, honey, and breaking the stigma of mental illness. My guest, Lori Pinard, has done just that. If there's any message we want to get out to you, is that mental illness is not a life sentence. Lori is a 44-year-old woman who has fought her way back to health from the edge of darkness and despair. She lost everything she had, and she nearly lost her life. Lori now dedicates her life to giving hope to anyone who suffers from mental illness, with the message that it is possible to get well and lead a fulfilling, productive life. Lori, welcome to Holy Hormones, honey.
Thank you so much, Leslie. It is an absolute pleasure to be here on the show.
Well, and of course, you know, I try and relate a hormone news into what my topic is on the show, and this information out of Sydney, Australia is quite disturbing, isn't it?
Absolutely disturbing. As I learn more and more about my own illness, about educating myself on what is possible to help me live and lead a productive life while living with a mental illness, I am amazed at beginning to understand how the body system actually works. And you know, whatever we put into our bodies, how it's spread through our bodies, and how it affects our thinking, our feeling, our emotion, and that, of course, can be passed on to women who are pregnant and waiting for their babies to arrive. So I think, and it's extremely important, Leslie, that we educate people out there as how these things work within our bodies.
You know, it's not rocket science. It's not even medical science. It's common sense.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, that's very, very true.
It's common sense. So let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
Who are you? How were you diagnosed with a mental illness? What was your life like? You're out of Canada, joining us, obviously, on the show. But what is your background, Lori?
Okay, well, okay, that's absolutely true. I live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's the capital city of Canada, for all of the Americans who don't know. Yes, it does get cold up here in the winter. but yes, I am from Canada. My background is, you're off by 1 year. I just turned 45 years old. And I have struggled, if I look back as clearly as I can, as honestly as I can, and I look back in my life, what I've been dealing with is I've been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but that diagnosis was a long time coming. For years, literally years, I was struggling with something I just did not understand. And because I'm 45, I mean, when I was a teenager and into my 20s, I mean, nobody really understood what was going on. Oh, you might be depressed, or you might be this. I would see doctor after doctor, literally, for years. One doctor would tell me one thing, one doctor would tell me something different. And so that, of course, is very confusing. And also, for years, it was never talked about openly. And honestly, I was completely imprisoned by stigma. I didn't believe what doctors told me. I thought there was just something wrong with me. I thought, oh, gee, you know what? I've got a weak personality. I'm not strong enough to handle when my emotions get really out of whack. I'm not strong enough to handle or control the behaviors that seem to come up. And I didn't know where they came from. I had no idea what was happening to me. So literally, especially since my 20s, into my 30s and then early 40s, my health got worse and worse as I got older. And statistically, this is another thing that you should know, Leslie, and a lot of people with mental health associations and organizations really try to focus on youth, because the sooner that you can get diagnosed properly, the quicker it is to reach recovery. But the longer that you wait, which I did because I didn't know and because I was so scared of the stigma, the worse you get and the longer it takes to come back in recovery.
And you know, I would like to even jump in and change that whole paradigm of thinking.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to what Dr. Bonnie Kaplan said on an earlier show, saying that nutrition should be the primary treatment and medication the supplement. I would say, Bonnie, if you are feeling depressed, anyone out there is feeling depressed or anxious, as most Americans are these days since our government is shut down. Okay, I got the side in. Okay.
Right.
I digress. If you are feeling depressed and anxious, not just every now and then, but this is constant, 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 there are things that people can do, and we need to be looking for nutrition first, and
absolutely,
reaching out and getting those supplements that are targeted to the brain even before we go to the diagnosis.
Yeah.
Let's see what the body can resolve itself.
I completely agree. Now that I am now that I take Empower Plus, now that I take nutritional supplements, because I understand what effects it has on the body. I understand how it has gotten me to stability. I understand the difference that my life has been. I had a life before I took nutritional supplements, and I have a life after. Now, just as a quick quick little history, I worked in politics for many, many years at the highest levels, both in provincial politics in Ontario and in federal politics in the city, in the capital of Ottawa. And politics, especially for women, is an extremely stressful situation. It's as I'm sure you know, down in the United States with what's happening down there. But so stress was a constant diet of my lifestyle, and that produced and even pushed further along my fall into the descent of severe mental illness. And again, I was absolutely terrified of the stigma. I didn't want to tell any of my colleagues. I didn't want to tell anybody what I was suffering with. I didn't want to admit even to myself that I was suffering with a mental illness when I finally got diagnosed. Anyway, nevertheless, I ended up getting so sick.
What is that like, Lori?
Oh.
Let's talk about that, because you are a very high-profile Canadian in the government, working with top officials.
Yep.
And I'm going to go back to stress and the endocrine system later on in the show. But right now, what is it like to try and maintain while inside you're scared?
Okay. Well, I had one doctor sum it up pretty well. Because politics is all-encompassing, I mean, I never got married, I never had children, I was the career chick. I would go to work, and I would work all the time. And in order to function in that world, a doctor put it at, he said, you're functioning at about 80% in your work life. He said, but Lori, when you actually come home, you've got about 10 to 15% that you're actually functioning in your private life. Well, I would go to my job, and then when I would leave, I'd come home and I would collapse. And I had severe anxiety. I wouldn't eat properly. I wouldn't bathe properly. I wouldn't take care of myself. In order to function at home, there was no functioning at home. I could barely get through it. And so when the time would come when I would be back in politics, I would just head back to my office. And just, I was holding on by the skin of my teeth, you know, in the last year when I was working in politics. Finally, it got so overwhelming. I was so severely sick that I walked away. And I walked away. I had a choice. I could have told somebody. I could have got help from the systems that were in place from my workplace, but I didn't. I was absolutely terrified, paralyzed by the stigma. I didn't want to tell anybody, so I walked away and I lied. I said, my mother is sick. Oh, you know, like, I really need to be with my mother and father. I need to be with them. And I used that as an excuse so that I could tell people what, like, people were wondering what was going on with me. And I used that as an excuse.
And so that you used your parents as an excuse to cover up your anxiety and depression.
That's right.
Which was beginning to seep through and into
that's
your
right.
career profile.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I just thought, you know, if I tell them I have a mental illness, they're going to see me as weak, and I'm going to get fired, they're going to lose my job, I'm going to, you know, all these things come into your mind.
I'm not as good as my male counterparts, is that part of the equation?
Absolutely. That is definitely a part of it. Oh, she's an emotional woman who can't handle anything, so you know what, we're going to, you know, we'll take things away from her, and, you know, eventually she'll be, you know, kind of put out to pasture type thing. That's what I was really afraid of. But in the end, I walked away. I walked away because I was terrified of telling people what I was going through, and then when I walked away, I completely collapsed. It was hospitalizations. It was suicide attempts. It was absolutely the worst of the worst. And people say, you know, that you're in a darkness. I mean, I don't actually talk a lot about the gory details of what happened when I was in that space. But what I can say is the most important is this, is that you have no hope. You can't see. You can't think clearly. Nothing is working. Your body isn't working. Your mind isn't working. And you lose all grasp of the possibility of getting better. But I am telling you, Leslie, that it is absolutely possible to get better. It is absolutely possible to have that hope and keep that light burning, because I am a living example of the change and the work that I've done in order to reach recovery. And I can tell you, I mean, one of the big reasons why I'm here is because of Empower Plus and the support I got from True Hope. I mean, it was something that I had never, ever heard of before. Never. I mean, I literally, okay, I'm 45.
How many drugs were you on? How many drugs were you on?
There's a list as long as my arm. I mean, I was on every different kind of combination of big pharma medication since my 20s. Because in my 20s, that's when I started to go to my doctor. Oh, I think I'm depressed. You don't know. They start putting you on one thing. Then you try something else. Then you try something else. Literally, for 20 years, I was off and on every different kind of medication they would have for manic, for depressive, antipsychotic, you name it. I was on it.
And all of those affecting the neural pathways in your brain and further breaking down that communication system. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with my guest, Lori Pernard, on Holy Hormones, Honey, The Greatest Story Never Told.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated, groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey. My guest today is Lori Pernard, a 45-year-old woman who has fought her way back to health from the edge of darkness and despair. How many people are affected by this? Well, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, the numbers count mental disorders in America. Approximately 20.9 million American adults, or about 9.5% of the U.S. population age 18 and older in a given year, have a mood disorder. Laura, you're going to relate to this one. The median age of onset for mood disorders is 30 years. And really, that 9.5% in the U.S. is similar to the 1 in 10 in Canada. So certainly this is a widespread problem in the Americas.
Honestly, it is absolutely huge. And this is why it is absolutely crucial, Leslie, that we talk about this, that people get out there and share their stories. I mean, I am absolutely blessed that I live where I live. And yes, I had a huge career before. You know, I was involved with politics, and media is, I'm very, very comfortable talking on media because it was part of my life before. The thing is, I just never thought I was going to be in the spotlight telling my story. But sharing my story is crucial to let other people out there, women, men, children, know that there is hope, that you can recover. See, I never believed that I could recover, and I was told by doctor after doctor after doctor, yep, you know, you've got bipolar disorder, there's no hope, there's no cure, and as you get older, it's just going to get worse. And those are direct quotes that I was told. I mean, you know, I don't make this up. That's exactly how I was living life before, you know, knowing, well, I've got this thing. Yeah, there is no hope. I'm never going to get better. You know, why wouldn't I do something foolish? But regardless, the thing is, micronutrients and Empower and the support that I received from the True Hope team got me to stability. Doctors always tell you.
How did you make that connection, that awareness? What was the process to getting to that point? And by the way, I do want to interject. Those doctors are right. If you are suffering from a depression and anxiety, and as you age, we now know that this is caused by nutritional deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's your biochemical nature. It's not you. Right? Yeah. It had nothing to do with you, Lori. We've got to separate the ego from the biochemical. That's what we're trying to do in educating everyone on the show.
Yeah.
But so as people age, I mean, if you've got a young girl in your family who is approaching menarche, or is a teen girl who is experiencing hormonal rage or depression or anxiety, and if you don't do anything about that to support getting nutrition into her body, it will get worse as we age.
Yeah, exactly. That part is definitely true. But you see, I did not know that there was an answer. That nutrition through micronutrients could actually get you better. I did not know. The education, the awareness, it's not out there. I didn't know. In 2010, I was discharged from one of the big hospitals here in Ottawa. And the head of psychiatry told me, Lori, you need a psychiatrist on the outside to follow you. There is no way that you can go without help and a doctor. And I said, great. I said, where do I go? And they said, well, maybe you can find one in the Yellow Pages. Direct quote.
Oops.
Needless to say, that's a whole other issue on finding a doctor, but I found a psychiatrist. I started with a new psychiatrist in 2010, and we originally started with meds, and of course they didn't work, and I knew they weren't going to work, but regardless, I was on new medication for about 9 or 10 months. Nothing was working, and she said, you know, I have other patients who have tried an alternative treatment called micronutrients through Empower Plus. Would you want to try it? Of course, yes. I say yes. So, at the very end of 2011 and the beginning of 2012, I had to withdraw from the medications that I was on, and I gradually increased taking micronutrients, in particular the Empower Plus. That, coupled with the support I received from people from the True Hope company and my doctor, I started to get better. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on a second here. Inside of 2 months, there was a marked difference. And I'm like, what's going on here? Wait a second. I would wake up in the morning and I would feel good. I wasn't down. I wasn't high as a kite because I hadn't slept all night long or anything like that. I would wake up rested and good and ready to start a day. I would wake up stable. And honestly, Leslie, I don't think I've ever really been there before. I mean, I had lived this life, this life living with bipolar disorder, so you're either up or down. So reaching the middle ground and being stable, I hadn't really understood what that was like. And so, honestly, it was a new ballgame for me. Now, the incredible thing is that a lot of doctors talk about how important getting proper sleep, having exercise, eating a proper diet, having support around you, doing some kind of cognitive therapy. And I completely agree with all of those elements of getting well, getting better. The problem is that if you are not stable enough, there is no way you're getting out of bed to go for a run. There is no way that you can get up and make yourself a healthy, nutritious meal. There's no way that you can think clearly inside of a therapy session to understand what you're even processing.
And that is so very, very true.
Yeah, it's like, and so for me, what ended up happening was Empower got me to that stability. It got me to that edge where I'm like, okay, I can start doing all those things. I mean, it is hard. It is really hard to start incorporating healthy habits into your life when you're not used to it. You were talking about pathways, right?
Yes.
And so neurological pathways. Your brain has to build new pathways so that you can participate in healthier behavior. You can't take a pill that's going to change a behavior. You can't take a pill that's going to make you go out and run 5 kilometers or 5 miles, I guess, in the States. You can't take a pill that's going to say, oh, you know, like, this is going to teach you how to, you know, create a nutritious diet for yourself. That doesn't exist. That is behavior. And all of those behaviors, those healthy behaviors, those are pillars to my treatment, to my recovery. But as I say, I was not able to incorporate any of those pillars until I got to stability. And the incredible thing is this, is that once I did get to stability, you know, in due to Empower Plus and the support from True Hope, then I started incorporating all these healthy pillars. And incredibly enough, my whole story, my whole life turned around. And as a result, in the fall of 2012, I became a face in the National Faces campaign in Canada. It's put on every year by the Canadian Alliance on Mental Illness and Mental Health. I was one of five people across this whole country that got to tell my story nationally. I was on radio, TV, in every national newspaper. I did public service announcements and commercials. And I got to tell people how I got to recovery, how I did it, what I was doing. And then from that campaign, I got chosen to be a spokesperson for the Bell Let's Talk 2013 campaign, which was just this past February. Again, a huge media campaign that tries to educate Canadians to reduce stigma surrounding mental illness. Because remember, I mean, I was really, really stuck with the stigma, right? I was terrified to tell anybody. And now, look at me now.
And I want to talk about that. Yeah. I want to interject and talk about that, Lori. When people started seeing you out in front of the media talking in a whole new role, when you went back to government and to your colleagues and your professionals who you were so afraid of before that they were going to shun you because of the stigma, what was that like?
Well, it was absolutely incredible. I have to say that in the FACES campaign, it culminated back on Parliament Hill in Canada. Parliament Hill is basically the same as Capitol Hill down there in Washington and the
Closed
White House.
Capitol Hill, I might add.
Yeah. So we were invited to Parliament Hill. We had a breakfast in our honor, and I got to meet a lot of parliamentarians, former colleagues of mine, cabinet ministers who I've known and worked for, and then we got to the day closed with meeting the Governor General, who is the Queen's representative in Canada, and we had meetings for hours, all day long and into the evening, telling my story, helping to build education, going on the media and letting this know, and to my amazement, the support was huge.
So people in government, in your government, listen to you.
Yes, they listened to me. They were supportive. They called me courageous. And lots of people say, "Oh, you're so brave to go out there and talk about what happened to you." But I'll tell you something. You know, I was a little nervous heading back to the Hill. I was a little nervous to see my former colleagues. I thought, "Oh my goodness, can I do this?" And then I remembered. There are hundreds, thousands, as you say, millions in the United States. Millions of people that can't do this. That can't go and meet with, you know, a senator on Capitol Hill. They can't go and meet with parliamentarians in my country at Parliament Hill. They don't have that opportunity. They can't tell their stories and have that kind of access. And so I saw this as my responsibility to speak for people who can't speak, to speak for people who are suffering just like I did, who have no idea that they can get better, who have no idea that there is actual hope out there. And so I went and I told people, listen, micronutrients got me to wellness. And then I was able to do all these other things to start keeping me in recovery. And, you know, they were amazed at listening to what I had to tell them. Because
well, then, Lori,
before.
I am going to personally invite you to come to the Hill, Capitol Hill, in Washington, D.C. You and I will both fly there. We will get ourselves suitcases filled with the Empower Plus supplements and start talking to all the U.S. politicians who've got to be depressed and anxious as the rest of the American people are right now.
Yes. Yes.
And well, start waking them up.
I am more than happy to do that because, as I say, you know, I really began to understand that, yes, I'm getting better. Yes, I've reached recovery. But for all those people out there who are still struggling, who still don't have a clue that you can get better, I can be that person and say, listen, it's possible. I can speak for you. It is possible to get better. This is the way that helped me. I mean, listen, I'm not necessarily against, you know, other treatments that work for people. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that all of these things really worked for me after spending 20 years of the other treatments not working for me.
And you, within 2 months, you were feeling better.
Yeah.
After 20 years of struggle.
Yeah.
After 20 years of different chemical cocktails.
Yep. And as I say, Leslie, honestly, I was amazed. When I would wake up and I kind of would wake up and look around and I felt like I'd never been there before. I'd never felt that kind of normalcy, that kind of stability. And I remember saying to my therapist, I think I even said it to my mom and dad. I said, is this what people who don't have these illnesses, is this what it's like? You mean, is this what life is like when you wake up and you feel normal? Because I've never been there before. And it's incredible as I learn over time what the body needs in order to feel normal, the kind of nutrition you need.
So let's talk a moment, because we're going to go right into break here pretty quick.
Sure.
Why this product is different so from so many other products that are on the market. And then, of course, the True Hope website is truehope.com. Yes, they are the sponsor of the show. Yes. And because they are the sponsor of the show, all of us feel that we have a message for millions of Americans and millions of Canadians that they need to listen to. So the True Hope in Power Plus was designed specifically for bipolar disorder, but it's also now being used for depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, and autism. Nutrating, helping the brain heal itself. One, it is bioavailable. Most of us take vitamins and minerals, perhaps. We hardly ever get any minerals in our diet, which are crucial to brain health. Amino acids, crucial to brain health. And we don't, they're not bioavailable. They get stored in our body and they are not absorbed at a cellular level. And that is where we need nutrition.
Right.
The other thing is that these vitamins and specifically the minerals are in synergistic ratio with each other. We've all been duped by going out and buying our vitamin A and our calcium and our zinc and our magnesium, and we've got our kitchen counters all lined up with bottles that cost hundreds of dollars over time. And yet, if they are not in ratio, just like our hormones need to be in ratio with each other, they are not effective.
That's very
and,
true.
And when you got the Empower Plus product, and you started experiencing that for the first time, you were getting the nutrients that your body needed.
Absolutely.
To function. Depression, anxiety, we need to look at it differently, folks. It's not what's wrong with you. It's, oh my gosh, my brain's not getting the nutrients it needs.
That's right.
To maintain itself. That is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
It is not something wrong with you, the ego. It is a biochemical, nutritional deficiency. And that is the new science. That is the new medicine. We're going to go to break and be right back with Lori Pinard in Breaking the Stigma of Mental Illness. Stay with us.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. And this is certainly one of those stories. Lori Pernard has been our guest for this hour, talking about breaking the stigma surrounding mental illness, her road to recovery using nutrition. As I mentioned before, the median onset for mood disorders is approximately 30 years. What happens to a woman in those 30 years? Well, let's look at it. One is we're on synthetic hormones that are depleting nutrients out of our body. Two, and what we all need to wake up and realize, is that we're not getting bioavailable nutrients in our foods any longer. That has been the biggest change in a common ground change for Americans and for Canadians, for people across the world who are no longer eating vitamins, minerals, the amino acids they need. They're not getting them from their food sources. Their foods are microwaved. They're wrapped in plastic. They're processed. There's no nutrition left. And the other thing is that we live against our endocrine rhythm. As Lori stated, she had this high-profile, high-level job in the Canadian government. She was running and driven on testosterone. Right, Lori?
Oh, absolutely.
Weren't you going there? It was minute after minute, hour after hour, day after day. And that's
right.
The only way that she could function. That is so against not only our personal endocrine rhythm as women, but against the whole universal dance, which is built on circadian rhythms. And by the way, for all of you out there, including my mother, who's listening to this show, who are feeling tired, lack of energy, that is because it is the last day of this lunar moon cycle. Tomorrow is the new moon. The energy will be even lower tomorrow. These are real rhythms in our life. And if we don't understand them, acknowledge them, live with them, we fall apart. We get sicker and sicker and keep falling down that rabbit hole in our mind. And yet here are Lori and I today, both vibrant, energetic, clear, clarity, sharing information and education because we are nutrating our brains.
Absolutely. You know, I just had a thought, Leslie. I find it absolutely incredible. You know how, you know, every year there seems to be, you know, a new diet craze or something that would, you know, some kind of new diet would come out. And, you know, this latest idea of getting rid of wheat and getting rid of gluten out of your diet, that's very, very popular right now for people that actually don't have, you know, an intolerance to wheat or gluten. But the thing is, when you talk about our food and our nutrition and how much the food has changed over the last 50, 20, 30 years, and the fact that there are so little nutrients and minerals and vitamins left in our foods, that no wonder so many people's health seems to be heading in a downward direction rather than up. I mean, lots of people, you know, want to, you know, if you start eating whole foods, or if you start eating organic foods, if you start eating foods where there is a little bit of nutrition in it, then guess what? Your body starts to react in a more positive manner. So when I take micronutrients, and as I said, I had no idea the kind of effect or the kind of energy, the kind of health that micronutrients would bring to me. I had no idea how my body would react. And as I say, 2 months in taking Empower, there was a huge difference. It was like black and white. I cannot explain how stark the difference was from where I was in the depths of depression and darkness to being able to wake up in the morning and feel normal. I thought that was an impossibility. I just didn't think that existed.
And do you remember that first morning you woke up with that feeling? I mean, and I know it's a progression.
I remember
it's not black
the first,
and white.
Yeah. I know. I don't remember if I remember the first morning, but I think it was definitely 2 months in that I started to feel very different. And as I say, I would wake up and I would feel good, or I feel normal, and I didn't feel like I was before. My mind was clear, you know, and I didn't have terrible thoughts of wanting to kill myself. I didn't have terrible thoughts of hopelessness or despair. My thoughts were clear. And when they're clear, thanks in part to micronutrients and nutrients now kind of swimming around in my body, then I was able to do all these other things to help, you know, get me back to a healthy, vibrant type of recovery. And, you know, I just couldn't believe it. And so ever since then, you know, I've been trying to learn, you know, as much as I can about how nutrition affects the body, how the micronutrients affect my body. I mean, because as I say, I mean, bottom line, make no mistake, it was the Empower and the support from True Hope that did it for me. I mean, I have never, out of 20 years of taking pharmaceutical medicine, I have never had this kind of wellness or health recovery. I just never got it.
You know, what you're saying is so important too, and what I like about this as a very busy woman, as you are a very busy woman, as most women are very busy multitasking, take care of children's husbands and jobs, is that everything that you need, other than D3, which we'll be covering on an upcoming show, vitamin D3, everything that you really need to maintain your brain health, with a little maybe more increase in aminos for some people than others, but basically everything you need is in this one supplement.
Yeah. And, you know, I love how you put the fact that, especially for women are the center, right?
Yes.
Women are the glue that holds everything together.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, you often hear, like, in the plane ride, when you get on the plane, you have the demonstration, you put your oxygen mask on first, and then you help your child, right?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, I look at the micronutrients. I look at Empower as my oxygen mask. I take that so that I can function and be able to live a life where I can help others. Because if I don't take it, and if I don't have the nutrients in my body, then guess what? You know, the bipolar disorder doesn't go away. It's something that I live with, okay, on a day-to-day basis. But the good thing is that I have micronutrients that help me live a vibrant life. If I didn't have the micronutrients, then guess what? My health would spiral right back down.
Well, so, and I agree with that last part of your statement, but I'm not really sure about the first part, Lori, because when you're nutrating your body, you are affecting that neuroendocrine immune system. So that is, it is getting back to good health. Mm-hmm. And then because it is the NEI super system and the brain is where hormone production starts, the erratic, the messages that the hormones are sending out to every other cell in the body are healthy messages and not dysfunctional. I agree definitely that if you stop taking the Power Plus, that over time, as these nutrients decreased in your body, yep, that yes, you could fall back into that black hole of bipolar disorder.
Yeah, because you get depleted. You get depleted again. That's the message I'm trying to get across. And that the fact that I think it's absolutely crucial, well, for me, I know it's crucial, that I take the micronutrients and I am, I bring all my levels up to it's like having a baseline so that your body can function properly. You know, it's like feeding yes. your body all of the nutrients it needs to function normally, and that's what micronutrients gives me, and et cetera. If I get away from nutrition, if I get away from taking micronutrients or whatever, over time I get depleted again.
If we don't put gas in our car, is our car going to run?
Exactly.
If we don't put oil in the engine, is the engine going to seize? Yeah. and that's what happens to us. That's why this is so beautiful. And again, folks, yes, we are talking about a sponsor of the show, True Hope, truehope.com and Power Plus, because we need to bring common sense, women's sense,
mm-hmm.
Back into the health discussion.
Exactly.
I've said this over again, I believe, Lori, perhaps not to you, though. I mean, let's go back to what our grandmothers and great-grandmothers did for us when we were sick or had a cold. They would say, eat.
That's right.
Eat. Well, the foods then were great foods. What did they would make? They would boil a chicken carcass and vegetables, and we'd all go, ha, oh, chicken soup, and it's chicken
that's
soup
right.
for the soul, and look what Jack Canfield has done with the concept of chicken soup. But that's because the minerals were leached out of the chicken carcass bones.
That's right.
And into the soup.
That's right. That's what I mean. Food has changed so drastically over the last century, and especially over the last 20, 30 years, you know, and so the body is not getting the vitamins, the nutrients, and the ratios that create that balance and health harmony in your body. And because of that, you know, all kinds of different things are happening. You know, and as you said, you had stated a statistic, you know, in the States that, what is it, 20.9 million people are suffering from a mood disorder in the United States? I mean, that's over 20 million people. That's an incredible, incredible number. So you think, like, okay, well, 20 million people, well, it's coming from where? I mean, it's because we're not getting the nutrition in our diets. Our bodies are
exactly.
not functioning at an optimal level.
And let's even look at it this way, and then we're going to have to close, Lori. 20 million people buying 20 different prescription drugs. Who is profiting while we're getting sicker?
That's right.
Lori Pinard, thank you very much for your time today. We're going to pick up this conversation next week on Holy Hormones, Honey, The Greatest Story Never Told. My guest is going to be Robert Whitaker. The topic is The Astonishing Rise of Mental Illness in America and Canada, we could say. We're going to take this farther. Robert Whitaker is the author of 4 books, 2 of which tell the history of psychiatry. His first, Mad in America, Bad Science, Bad Medicine, and the Enduring Mistreatment of the Mentally Ill, was named by Discover Magazine as one of the best science books of 2002. His newest book on this topic, Anatomy of an Epidemic, Magic Bullets, Psychiatric Drugs, and the Astonishing Rise of Mental Illness America. That book won the Investigative Reporters and Editors Book Award for the Best Investigative Journalism in 2010. Not only are we going to break the stigma of mental illness, what we are doing on this show with our message, thanks to Lori and others, is that we are offering people true hope, affordable, true hope to start climbing out of the hellholes of their brain and living life that is vital and loving and sharing this with family and friends. And when women thrive, everyone thrives. And that is true hope. Once again, I'll be back next Thursday. This show will be archived on the Holy Hormones Honey landing page on Voice America. It should be up within the hour. I invite everyone to share it to get this message of hope out. And Lori, I will see you on Capitol Hill.
You bet, Leslie.
We're going to Washington. In the meantime, everyone, take care, love, light, and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.